Heated talks continue between Iran and the permanent members of the UN Security Council, plus Germany, over Tehran's nuclear program. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, who's heading the Iranian delegation, has met with EU's foreign policy chief, Catherine Ashton, on the second day of a new round of negotiations in Geneva. Ashton represents the so-called P5 plus one group. Her spokesman, Michael Mann, says the latest talks were, quote, very substantial and detailed. Zarif has echoed the same remarks, saying discussions have already delved into content and details. However, he added that differences remain between the two sides. Both sides are working to finalize a draft agreement to resolve the standoff over Tehran's nuclear program. This, as an Iranian deputy foreign minister says, any agreement on the horizon is bound to respect Iran's right to enrichment.
Any agreement which does not include Iran's enrichment right will not be accepted. We will accept an agreement which includes our enrichment rights throughout all the steps, beginning steps, middle steps, and final steps. Principle of enrichment is not negotiable, but the details, including the extent and level and location of enrichment, all of them are negotiable. But the principle of enrichment is not negotiable.
Meanwhile, French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius has called on Western countries to be firm in the dealings with Iran. The previous round of talks failed to reach an agreement after France, under the influence of Israel, blocked the proposed deal. Our correspondent in Geneva earlier caught up with Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi to see how he viewed the latest round of the nuclear talks.
It's still too soon to confirm anything, but this is a principle we have already agreed upon, that any measures that should be taken by each side should be equal and balanced with the measures that the other side should take. So the first step and the last step and everything which we come to an agreement should be balanced and, reciprocal. So I hope that this principle can be applied through the negotiations, and there would be no agreement without this.
You said earlier that some key issues still remain undecided. Do those key issues include the sanctions, or are they just about enrichment or the Arak heavy water plant, as we're hearing?
Well, I'm not in a position to go into the details of that, but we have some major differences still, those differences are on every side almost,
including sanctions.
On the sanction part as well, yes.
Well, we're now joined by our correspondent, Homa Lezgi, who's joining us from the Swiss city of Geneva, where day two of the negotiations between Iran and the P5 plus one are taking place. Homa, please bring us up to speed on day two of the negotiations. Michael Mann has stated that the latest talks were, quote, very substantial and detailed. Does that mean that we can deduce that maybe some of the more pressing issues have been removed now from the negotiations?
Well, Bardia, as you said there, Michael Mann has said that the talks were substantial, they were detailed, and we're getting the same remarks by the Iranian side. We've heard Mr. Tahsir Avanchi and Mr. Araghchi, the two main negotiators, also saying that the talks were serious and very detailed. However, the Iranian side has added that there was no talk about a draft or an initial draft, so to speak. What the sides talked about up until this stage has been concepts and various other issues, which they have refused to, of course, mention in detail. But again, they've been saying that they are going, the talks are moving forward and are making progress. We didn't discuss a draft per se. These are quotes by Mr. Tahsir Avanchi, one of the main negotiators, but talked about various concepts. And he also said the IAEA deal with Iran has also served to show that Iran is ready and willing to cooperate. And again, I'd just like to bring another comment quoted by Mr. Araghchi, no draft deal on the table yet, he said, but discussions are continuing on the details. So again, news that we're getting, the two sides are speaking about detailed issues and are taking, it looks like a lot of time to discuss these issues, are good signs and signs that the two sides are willing to move this forward. We even hearing a lot of optimism in the air and people speaking of the foreign ministers coming to Geneva to talk about an initial draft deal. But that, of course, has not been confirmed. It's not certain. The first part of the negotiations ended, and I think in about half an hour's time, we're going to see the second part of these intense and comprehensive talks begin and resume. And as I told you before, the talks are at the level, at the high level of Catherine Ashton and the Iranian Foreign Minister, Mr. Mohammad Javad Zarif. After he came out of the first part of the meeting, he was quoted as well as saying that we're making progress and talks have been serious and detailed, but the Iranian side keeps telling us that we have to wait for this second part of the talks to end before we can come out with any kind of statement saying whether talks on the draft, the main draft for a deal, can actually take place. Iran has been saying in this round of talks that before it can start talking about a draft or a deal, it has to regain the trust that it lost. And that was because of the issues, it said, that happened during the previous round. So how Iran is going to win that trust, this is, of course, something that we'll have to wait for the Iranian side itself to say. But they have been saying we're getting positive signals from the other side. The fact that Ms. Ashton right now is taking part in this talk with Mr. Zarif, representing the P5 plus one group, says a lot about reports and assumptions of whether the P5 plus one have actually reached a unified stance. It certainly looks like they have, but until we know what was discussed and whether the two sides will start discussing a draft deal, then we're going to find out if actually they have achieved that unity and there is no differences. However, again, I'd just like to point out here, Mr. Araghchi has been quoted as saying after the first round of the meeting, the differences of opinion between Iran and the P5 plus one still remain. Some of the key issues that were undecided before are still being discussed, among them uranium enrichment, among them the issue of sanctions, how much of those sanctions are going to be relieved or eased, and what kind of measures are expected from Iran in return.
Thank you very much, Homa. That was Press TV's Homa Lizghi joining us from Geneva, Switzerland.